This is a Citizens Council Forum, the American viewpoint with a Southern accent, presented by the Citizens Councils of America on behalf of affiliated state organizations throughout the South. The Citizens' Councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The Citizens' Councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. This is Dick Morphew welcoming you to another program in our series of special reports from Washington. Today, our guests are three members of the Alabama congressional delegation. Just going down the line, on my immediate right is Congressman Armistead Selden of Greensboro, Alabama, then Congressman George Grant of Troy, and Congressman George Andrews of Union Springs. Congressman Selden is an attorney who's been in the House since 1952 and is a member of the Southern Strategy Group in Congress. Congressman Grant is now serving his 22nd year in the House. He is representing the district in which the city of Montgomery lies, and of course we all know the number of racial agitators that have been operating in that city. Congressman Andrews from Union Springs was elected to Congress in 1944 while he was still serving overseas with the U.S. Navy. Gentlemen, we're very happy to have you with us today, all three of you, and let's start off the questioning by asking Congressman Selden, what is the current status of the schools in Alabama? Have there been any court integration orders issued? Has there been any integration in Alabama?
No, there has been no integration in Alabama to date. There have been no orders, no court orders to that effect. Of course, we have had some incidents in Alabama, as you know, which have been in the national headlines, the Arthur Reen Lucy case in the city of Tuscaloosa, which incidentally is in my congressional district, and then the unrest that has gone on in connection with the bus strike in Montgomery. But there has been no integration of the schools in our state, no incidents at all along that line as yet. Of course, as you know, we have, our legislature has passed a placement law which gives them the authority to place students in school boards, place students, and that law has been upheld by the Court of Appeals, I think.
So a federal court has upheld this law, which will in effect maintain the status quo in Alabama schools.
Well, we hope so. Of course, it has not gone to the Supreme Court as yet.
Well, Congressman Grant, coming from the district and being the representative of the city of Montgomery in Congress, I know that you hear quite a bit about the race issue from your constituents, because Montgomery has certainly been in the racial spotlight in recent months and in the past year or so. How does the situation as of now appear to you in contrast with, shall we say, before the Supreme Court decision and then immediately following that 1954 decision?
Well, Dick, I might say that things in Montgomery now are very quiet and peaceful, and we think they will continue to be if outside agitators will stay out.
Now, the state of Alabama has outlawed the NAACP, and I understand that that organization is currently appealing a very large contempt of court fine in excess of $100,000, I believe, for not listing its membership records.
Yes, that's true, and of course that's on appeal at the present time.
And then state officials are trying now to show that the NAACP has worked through another organization since it itself was outlawed from the state. Do you think this will help cut down on the number of agitators that come into Alabama from the outside?
Well, I think so. Of course, we know that the NAACP is composed of both white and Negro members who are very much in favor of agitation and stirring up race trouble in the South. And of course, the less they have of members there, we think we'll have quite a feeling between the two races.
Well, Congressman Andrews, do there seem to be any trouble spots in your district, or have you been one of the fortunate ones so far?
No, unfortunately, we've had quite a bit of trouble in Tuskegee, which is located in my district. I think the trouble there, which was a boycott of white merchants by the Negroes of the county, I think unquestionably it was inspired by outside agitators. It's still in effect, and I don't know what the outcome will be.
This question I would like to ask all three of you, and all of you feel perfectly free to chime in with an answer. And that is, what was the basic reason that we of the South didn't realize that all of these agitators were at work among us? Had we sort of gone to sleep at the switch, in a manner of speaking? Or exactly what did the difficulty seem to be?
Well, my opinion is that all this trouble started in May of 1954 when the Supreme Court rendered the decision in the school case.
They invited the agitators.
They invited it. That brought it to a head. Now, it might have been there. These agitators might have been inside working prior to that time. But when the Supreme Court came out with that school decision case, it was the green light for the agitators to move in on the South.
And if they had
And
been
they a... knew that they had a friend in the court.
If they had
the record
been...
will show that there hadn't been a, I don't think, a single communist case lost by the communists before the court, nor a single case advocated or supported by the NAACP lost before the Supreme Court.
In other words, if the agitators had been in hiding, they came out of hiding when the Black Monday decision
That's
was
right.
issued.
That's my opinion.
Congressman Grant, what do you hear from the people in your district about the growing trend toward centralized power with the federal government? Does this seem to be a matter of great concern?
Yes, it does. The people are, of course, nationally concerned, and this so-called civil rights measures, all type of legislation of that type, is but one further evidence of the trend of centralized government and away from the respective states. I think sometime there's got to be a showdown, and I think the sooner this is done through the voice of the people, by the representatives here in Congress, the better the whole nation will be. This is not a question simply between the segregation between the races. It goes to a vital states' right issue, and it has the same meaning in California, New York, Illinois, any other state as it does in Alabama or any other southern state. It's simply a matter of states' rights.
Mr. Selden, do you notice among your associates here in Washington any mounting concern? I'm speaking now not so much in terms of your southern associates, who we would know feel this way about it, but people, for example, from the Midwest or from the far west or from the mountain states, do they seem concerned about these problems, not so much from the racial point of view, but from the generalized picture?
They do not show the concern that I would like for them to show. I think there is some awakening among some of the members, but not enough awakening among their constituents, because whenever an issue of this type comes before the Congress, they almost invariably vote in the other direction.
What do you feel we can do to show them what the facts of the situation are?
I think it would be very fine if we could get out the information to the people of the United States on this important question of states' rights. As George Grant pointed out, it's just not a matter of the integration of the races. It's the loss of rights of the states to the federal government. And it is a very serious thing, and it's also a trend that's been going on for some 30 years now, and even during the present administration, it has not been halted. And if we can just let the people throughout this great nation know what is happening, I believe that we will have a great deal more sympathy for the cause of state rights.
Does it seem to you that this trend toward centralization is part of some overall plan?
Well, of course, none of us know, but many feel that possibly it's part of the communist conspiracy, that if they can take the rights away from the states and centralize the federal government, that it will be much easier for their side to push over the things that they believe and the things that we do not believe in.
And also that it might perhaps be a diversionary measure. While Russia is launching newer and bigger Sputniks, they are stirring up bigger and greater racial foment in this country to sort of take our mind off of what they're doing scientifically.
Well, I don't think that there's any question but that if they can stir up hatred among the races in this nation, that it will greatly benefit the Soviet Union and a communist conspiracy.
Congressman Grant, what would be your answer to the question, what can those of us in the South who recognize this threat and who want to do something about it, what can we do?
I think the only thing that we can do is through education, and that is through contacts in other states. I know that if representatives and senators from other states receive communications from their constituents saying that they should vote such and such a way on legislation pending in the House and in the Senate, that they are going to pay attention to it. So I think it behooves every true Southerner to contact their relatives, contact their friends, and contact everyone that they know in states that are out of the South, and try to put across this idea of states' rights and that it means constitutional government in this nation. And unless we do preserve states' rights, then all is going to be lost.
Well, Congressman Andrews, do you agree that this has to be sort of a grassroots educational drive?
I thoroughly agree. And if we can get enough pressure put on Washington, we may get some help. I think one thing that won the South more sympathy than any other one thing that I can recall in recent years was the invasion by the 101st paratroop outfit into the school at Little Rock. Many, many congressmen from other sections of the country have told me that they deplored that incident.
Gentlemen, I certainly am sorry to say this, but our time has gone by very, very quickly today. For the past few moments, we've been talking with three members of the Alabama congressional delegation, Congressman Armistead Selden, George Grant, and George Andrews. This has been another in our series of special reports from Washington. We'll be back with another one at this same time next week. Until then, this is Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us today, and so long, everyone.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens' Councils of America. We Americans are threatened with the loss of many of our hard-won freedoms, the historic right of each sovereign state to govern itself without interference from political courts, the right of the individual to choose his own associates without the prodding of federal bayonets, and the right of each citizen to make up his own mind in the American way, free from alien propaganda. The Citizens' Councils believe that a nationwide program of education and information is the most effective way to meet these dangers. Each of us has a job to do. Join and support your local council. For information, write Citizens' Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We will be happy to send you, without obligation, copies of our literature showing how you can help. Just write Citizens' Council, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that these freedoms will be maintained.